Talking watering, conservation, smart use. Leak, obviously, isn't really helping anybody or anything.
Save some money. Save some water.
Once we have the leak identified, you talk through narrowing it down, isolating it. This may not be the most water-friendly thing to do. And I found this by accident after it had been leaking a long time and you shut it off. That water clears out a nice area. You don't have to dig as much.
Yeah, that's probably not the best use of the water, right?
So get it shut off. Do a little digging. It takes a little bit of excavating because you got to, you know, obviously you cut the middle and you've got two patches you have to make.
And, you know, in the valley here, one of the more common problems with irrigation systems would be drip leaks. You know, and the tubing, it can be good for a decade or more. Easily, I've seen systems that are 15 and 20 years old, still very serviceable. But you might get a split in the tube, and you just want to make a nice... My father taught me to always dig a nice big hole when you're going to make that repair. Don't skimp on... Spend the extra few minutes to dig that nice big hole and expose the pipe. And then go down to your local sprinkler place and get the repair couplings. And it's just a simple matter of pushing it together. It goes together like Tinker Toys. So not anything really too difficult. And, of course, you can always hire a professional. That's easy way to do it. Just push 10 digits and have them out to make the repair. Or go see the folks over at any of the local sprinkler suppliers.
Proper watering guides. Water Use It Wisely has great resources that are free.
We see so many situations where folks are overwatering. That just is so prevalent. And if we can educate, Water Use It Wisely is just such an easy place to go and go through the tutorial of how to set your irrigation system for the season, depending upon the kinds of plants that you have. And that really is just very important. I've seen so many situations where the landscape is just being drowned. It's not good for the plants. It's wasting water. Plants and roots need air just as much as they need water, and so they don't want to be sitting there all winter long sitting in mud. So definitely can make some improvements there on the valley in terms of programming the systems.
Now, our last caller, Kevin, we didn't have time to get to a second question before the break, and he couldn't hold on. He was battling some weeds in his lawn and wanted to know liquid granular. His second question, can he plant citrus now? He would like to finish his landscape off, and that's the last thing he has planned. Is it temperature-wise okay?
We haven't had any trouble. I plant pretty much year-round. Obviously, if you plant a young citrus and we're going to have another frost, you're going to need to cover it. You need to make sure you protect it. But it's not a bad time. Get it in. Get it established. Get those root systems going before the heat hits.
Do you have a favorite orange or tangerine?
I like the Arizona Sweets. Just real reliable producers. I was talking with our client the other day, and the Caracara navel. That's a really great fruit.
Caracara navel. Very good. Dolores, our last caller for the Garden Hour, is in East Mesa, wants to talk lavender. Dolores, good morning.
Good morning. I live in right off of Power Road in East Mesa, and I was wondering if I could plant lavender in full sun, and would it grow year-round?
Lavender does fine here. It's interesting. It doesn't like a lot of organic material in the soil when you plant it. It likes a loose mix, a little sandy, if you will, nice drainage. So make sure the soil has really good drainage. Don't go too heavy on any mulch. It's going to need regular watering, so be careful because it's another plant that it's flowering and it's pretty, but you don't want to overwater it. Don't drown it and don't let it sit there in mud. But it grows well here.
We appreciate the call.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Good luck with your lavender. East Mesa, again, the A&P Nurseries and Harper's Nursery are great locally owned resources for you in the East Valley. Trozy on the house. Bill Jenkins of Think Green Irrigation has been in the garden with us and landscape this hour. We appreciate your time. You are headed down to the fairgrounds for the Maricopa County Home and Garden Show.
Yes.
Booth 936.
963.
If somebody wasn't able to get in during this show, I'm
sure. Go see us down there at the home show. Be a nice little booth down there.
And come on down. Personally, will be there today.
I actually am not going to be there today.
I got you out of work coming here. Okay.
You can see John and Matt. They're in the booth.
Excellent.
And the Home and Garden Show is running all weekend long at the Arizona State Fairgrounds, opening Friday and Saturday at 10 a.m., closing at 6, and on Sunday it's open from 10 to 5. So we have noticed a serious increase in homeowners' interest in getting things done. I think it's kind of a hangover of the Great Recession, of people not afraid to do anything, either because they didn't have the equity, they didn't have the cash, or they didn't have the desire. They were paralyzed by fear and worry and anxiety. And we're seeing a lot of that melt away, a little bit of confidence yes. coming back into the home.
People just want to get things done.
Yeah.
They want to make those improvements. They want to be able to enjoy their yard.
A lot of the projects that we saw in 2007 getting ready to go online were big.
Put on hold.
They were major. They're put on hold. Now they're coming back, but they're just not quite as grandiose as they were.
Good old phase one, phase two, phase three.
And that's a great concept. Yeah. And that's something that you could work with any designer to plan the entire project and then just tackle it
one step at a time.
Get your
wish list together.
That's certainly something y'all can do at Think Green Irrigation and Landscaping. If you'd like to talk to Bill or any of his qualified staff about designing, building, improving, maintaining, or repairing any of the landscaping at your house, give them a ring at 480-922-9497 or find them at rosieonthehouse.com. Two more hours of talking about dangerous things we might find around your house depending on when it was built.
And take Rosie on the go. Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly podcast located under the media tab at rosieonthehouse.com.